So welcome to the BridgeWalk support call. I think most folks are veterans of this process, but just a reminder that these calls are really an opportunity to look at anything related to the campaign. So it could be an idea you're having, might be someplace you're feeling kind of stuck, either on a process or content-wise. Might even be something as simple as you've got a technical question that you need assistance with that we can see if we can answer on the call, and if not, we can get you pointed in the right direction. I am hearing a little background noise, so if folks could star six or mute, that would be great. And also just insights, just kind of what you're seeing as you go through the process of your participation. And so who would like to start us off?
Hi, Jan. This is Todd.
This is Janice.
Todd and then Janice. Great.
Good morning. Happy to be here. Just checking back in.
Good.
And yeah. And first off, just want to celebrate the practice success of keeping the commitment to myself and to Sangha that I expressed on the last call.
Oh, good. I love that. I love when people do that, as you did in the last call. Okay, here's what I'm doing. I'm planting a flag and kind of I project. It's sort of that, okay, here's what conditioning doesn't want. Here's what I really want. And so yeah. I'm going to use the support of Sangha to gang up on you know, what I actually want. And then that reporting back piece of it is so fun.
Yeah, I edited and updated my fundraising page. I used the wonderful little postcard for Giving Tuesday, and I framed my email to family and friends around that day. And so last Monday and Tuesday, I sent out 82 emails.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a long process. And each one was individual. There's no mass list. I'm not a big fan of receiving something from somebody where I'm on a list of 50 people. So I individually personalized each email.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's inspiring.
Yeah, it's inspiring. So here where I am, and maybe I could get some guidance and encouragement on follow-up. I got three donations.
Okay.
That's exciting. I'm very pleased with
that's
that.
That's very exciting.
Absolutely. Three donations. Yeah. And I got three no's. These folks are involved in other charitable projects, which is very inspiring to hear their participation in charities. And they shared with me what they were doing. And we have a little conversation with each person. I really enjoyed that.
Uh-huh.
You know, they said they checked out my project and said it was inspiring, and then they shared with me their projects, which was inspiring. So that was really fun to have that little connection.
That is so fun. Yeah. And I don't want to derail you, Todd, but just quickly on that, I saw that possibility really. I mean, I know we talked about it in the last call, and I think it's come up a few times. It came up for the first time that I remember it in the last campaign, kind of that idea of, hey, I'm going to share this with you, and I'd love to hear what you're up to.
Yeah.
And so I framed my Giving Tuesday communications that way as well. And sort of a little bit too late to really see it for this year, but I really put it, sort of parked it in awareness for next year, which is that, boy, I just suddenly saw, wouldn't it be so thrilling and fun and exciting if Giving Tuesday kind of all around the world became the day that everyone kind of comes out, if you will, with what they really care about. And it becomes a day of, like, we all give to everything everyone we love loves, you know.
Yeah.
So I give $20 to my sister-in-law's, you know, animal shelter, and I give $100 to my, you know.
Yeah.
But each person has their thing. And if we all on that day, we just knew, you know, you wake up on Giving Tuesday every year, the first Tuesday in December, and go, okay, oh, what are going to be all my fun ways to give? And then all these emails come in, or however they come in, from your friends.
Right.
And we all just know that's the day we're going to give all of this good stuff to all of these good things. It'd be so fun.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So this is where I'm seeking guidance and and encouragement is... I'm not a math whiz, but just quickly, that's just a little under 4% response rate to date. It's almost been a week. So I've got 76 folks out there that, and I project, because I need a lot of encouragement. I mean, I've been in practice a while.
Me too.
I get reminders from the monastery, and I don't act on them, like, you know, sign up for reflective listening. Uh-huh. I wait till that third email comes in. And I've got a lot of practice under my belt. So my projection is, and I don't know if this is accurate, but I like to go there, is compassionately, I'm going to where my default is ego's no. That's my default.
That's right.
So how would you suggest, or maybe other folks on the call later can encourage, what would be now the follow-up to all those folks that I got no responses from, that I could encourage them to revisit this and maybe open their hearts and maybe see if they could respond, even just a no, which would be okay, or maybe a donation to assist the project. And so I'll leave it with that.
Yep. I'm so glad you brought it up, Todd, because I'm in exactly the same place.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, sent out all those things, and it was so fun to have that fulcrum, kind of, to use the Giving Tuesday as really kind of a center point to use, right?
Yeah.
And I saw the same thing. Oh, so that did create some participation.
Yeah.
And there, for, you know, a much larger percentage, it didn't create participation, right? As you say, yes, who knows? So, okay, so what's the next step? And I've really been sitting with that. And as you bring it up, I think some of the things that have been dropping in for me are things like, as we move farther down the road, towards the end of the campaign, it almost becomes easier because that's another fulcrum point.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have your own goal, or, you know, if you just want to reference the goal of the whole organization, to say, hey, I don't know if you remember, I sent you that thing in early December. I'm still working with Living Compassion. We're at XX point, and, you know, we're this close to our goal. And, I'm just touching base with folks, because I know for me, I often forget things get lost in the shuffle. So I wanted to reach out again and offer you the opportunity to participate. So basically acknowledging everything you said, which is, you know, people get busy. You know, I mean, a lot of times I want to do it, and I truly, it gets buried. And even if it's constantly there, like, oh, right, that thing, it takes someone coming back and handing it to me again on a silver platter, that's when I go, all right, now's the time I'm going to really do it.
Oh, that's so encouraging.
So that's one thing.
Yeah.
And then another thing is, I'll just say, you know, because you're all family on this call, one thing we're really trying to do, which was part of the campaign last year and maybe even the year before, is we're really trying to find a way to get in direct communication with the team there, like we did last year, and have an opportunity. Do you think that's your background, Todd? Or?
It is. You know, I just had a little speed heater turn on because...
It totally passed now.
There's a little space here beside me because it's cold out today, but I just turned it off.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay. I just wanted to see if someone else may have unmuted accidentally. But at any rate, so we're just having a lot of technology challenges in terms of being able to do a Zoom or that sort of thing with the team because of mostly technology on their end, because they're having such a hard year in terms of drought, which has a huge impact on electricity, which of course has an impact on all of telecommunications, et cetera. Yeah. So long story short, we're really working to put that in, because I think that's one of the things that highlights one of the unique qualities of this being involved in this project, which is that you get to have that very direct contact. So if something like that does get pulled together, that I'm going to use that as another point of contact with all of my folks to say, wow, there's going to be this opportunity where we're going to get to have a live call with the director of this program, the Zambian director, you know, and some of the team there. And please feel free to come join me and hear them hear directly. And we probably do it, Todd, in a an open air format. And so people could put themselves in the queue and actually ask live questions.
Wow.
So, as I say, I don't know if the technology is going to work out, but if things like that do end up coming around, that feels like another way to touch base with folks that we've already told about it who haven't maybe had a chance to participate yet.
Oh, that's great. Well, this has been so helpful, Jen, and these calls, I've been from the beginning, I've been on these calls, and it really, I was carried by Song and moving this project forward and reaching out to family and friends, and now to move, you know, like you said, the next step. So I really don't feel that I could have really broken through that resistance without all the support. So deeply grateful for everyone who I feel have been carried. I feel carried by Song along the whole way when the I don't want, I don't feel like it, or the double reverse projection of, you know, rejection and all those things that came up, all those processes of negativity that hit me during this whole process. But it's really high level to get really involved and go all in, which I did.
It's very, it is.
You know?
It
so,
is. It's so high level.
It's high level.
Yeah. And, you know, Todd, I was just looking at that too, because, you know, it's so fabulous. We've raised, I think, over $42,000 at this point, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And when I was looking at that, I realized, and we're all going to have to step up. You know, it can't just be, you know, 20 of us who are, you know, all right, we'll do it. You know, it's going to take all of us to reach that $110,000 goal. And so just, I'm right with you in terms of we need each other's support, and the whole Sangha needs each individual's support in order to make it.
Yeah, excellent. Great. Well, thanks again.
Yeah. Thanks, Todd.
Hey, Jim.
And if you,
This is Rebecca. I was going to see if I could get in the queue, or I have something just on that follow-up question. I don't know if this would be a good time or if I can just get in the queue.
Yeah, perfect. And was that you, Rebecca, who started, or was there a second voice in there, too?
I heard a second voice in there, too.
This is Janice.
Oh, Janice, you were getting in the queue as well.
I was already in the queue after Todd.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, let me take see what Rebecca has on this topic, and then we'll come back to you.
Thanks. So thanks, Jen. So on the topic of follow-up, I love this little paraphrase of the fun is in the follow-up. And what dropped in for me around that, those 76 people and, you know, all of us, when, first of all, a lot of time people just don't even get the emails, I've found. So what
that's such a good point.
What I like to do is get inspired and then write an email from that place. So like read something on the website or hear the latest story that you or Sridevi are telling us about the girls or something like that inspires me. And then go back to those people, and I love that one at a time, and say, oh, I just heard this wonderful story that just lit me up, and I want to share it with you, and, you know, and then tell the little story, and then, you know, I don't know if you got my email, but there's still time to participate, and then do your little reminder of how and what we're going for, and then, you know, then something like I just wanted to sort of shower my inspiration around because it felt so good, you know, or something like that. It just lit me up, and that would be another way to follow up with people.
That is such a good point, Rebecca. And the other thing I saw when you said that was because I feel like it's so clear for me anyway when I'm sending this out to people, I'm sending it out to the people that I care about. And there's a way in which that's why I'm sending it out to them, because I love this thing, and I'm inviting the people that I care about to participate with me in this thing that I love. And so the other thing that I just saw when you said that was to get inspired, which I love that, like, you know, read the website, look at Teresa's photos this week. I mean, there's endless ways to do that, right?
Yeah.
And then get in that place, and then also to really think about that person. Right? Because as you're saying that, I'm thinking about specific people that I think there are particular things in the project that, you know, people that I know well enough, I might be able to say, God, I just thought of you when this particular thing about the project, because I know it's something that you really care about, you know, literacy with kids or whatever it is, that there's also the possibility of really making that direct connection.
Well, exactly. And I find that as I like type the name, email address of the person I'm going to send it to, that drops in. Mm-hmm. Like my little feminist friend, I would talk so much about the opportunities that women were giving women, you know, and my environmental friends, the same point actually, but you know, so the educating girls in third world countries. And the other thing, let's see, the other thing, what was it? It just, oh, yeah, kind of the main thing, is that from a purely practice perspective, what I'm practicing, and I project we all are, is living in inspiration, with living in the lit up place. Yeah. And so this is a tool that we have to bring us to that place. But, you know, regardless of what anyone does or responds to, this is a beautiful way to go there again and again and again. And sometimes we may, you know, I don't know, life will guide us on how many times to follow up, but 10 times is not too often, you know, time.
People have done all kinds of statistics on that, right? I mean, if you're, you know, for example, advertisers know that darn well. You can't, people, and it's like your consciousness doesn't even pick it up the first X number of times.
Exactly. And if we are coming from a place of inspiration, then it's easy to project that it's actually a gift to them, not a knocking on their door again, I feel so bad. Because, you know, but then if that's how it is, then we get to see that that's where we're coming from. So it's all practice. And it's...
Yeah. You know what, as you're saying that, Rebecca, that I... Oh, sorry, you blipped out. Did I talk over you?
No, that's okay.
As you're saying that, I just saw a piece of, I think, something that was a little bit different for me in my letter and approach this year, was that I wrote a piece. I wrote kind of a, I don't know what else to call it, a writing about the project and where I see it being right now and what's so inspiring for me. And I sent that to everyone, sort of not attached in the body of an email, but I wrote the email to each person on top of that. You know, so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And then below is a piece that I've written like that. And I felt that place of just deep inspiration that you're pointing at. And from that place, I really invited people not only to participate, but I invited them to send it on to anyone that they wanted to. And in particular with some people, like I'm thinking about with my mother, for example, as I was writing that, I just had friends of hers or relatives of hers drop in, and I wrote, you know, so-and-so question mark, so-and-so question mark, so-and-so, and something happened that's never happened before. She's always obviously loved the project, and she, you know, she feels all those things, but she wrote back and she said, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to send this out. I already can think of like 20 people I'm going to send this to. Mm-hmm. And that's never happened before. And I think it's what you're talking about, which is that place of, it just touches something. And even, I think I hadn't seen that idea. Literally, those names just dropped in for me. So I project that kind of, you know, pointed at something for her. And then it opened up this whole other possibility. So it's not even maybe that there's a no. It's just so that we don't see it yet. It hasn't opened for us yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is the argument for just what Todd started us out with, was just doing it, making the commitment and just doing it. Get into action. Thank you,
Janice.
Hi, Jen. This is so inspiring so far, and I just wanted to touch base on how it's all practiced for me, and how I sent out the letter, but with the help of our daughter-in-law, so working on that just inspired including everybody, because when I saw 100% kind of practice, I thought, let's get it out there. And it took, there was a lag when between formatting that and then getting it out. Then I saw, you know, and that is okay, because in the meantime, life has happened, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my husband's fallen and cracked ribs, and I'm thinking, you know, there's only so much I can do. And I had this, I trust that when that needs to go out and there's the time and space for it to go out, it'll go out. And so like the others, you know, I sent out quite a few, and there was one response, and it was a nice response. And I think I will, you know, use some of these things to retouch base. But when I heard 100% participation, Okay, I'm doing that. Conditioning would say, you know, that's enough. And I realized, no, I can do 200%, 300%. I can sign up for compassionate scheduling. I've just signed up for Sherry's guidance.
Yay.
You know, and
not exciting. Yeah,
I can show up for the calls, and this
yes.
is just like
oh, it's
what,
so true.
What's
yeah.
the definition of 100%? You know,
right. Well, and I think you gave it to us. It's a perfect definition because it's so exactly that, right? That not 100% participation to the voices either means, like you said, yeah, I did it. I sent my letter out and I sent it to a lot of people. So there, you know, shut up. That's 100% participation, right? Mm. Or it's going to say, go. You have to do more. You have to do that. You have to do everything until we don't want to do anything because it's no fun. Mm. So 100% participation feels exactly what you're pointing at, which is what's possible in this moment. Oh, yeah, I can hop on the support call. Oh, I can do compassionate scheduling. That fits into my schedule. Oh, I'm going to guidance with Sherry. Yeah, sign me up. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And with regard with the Giving Tuesday, I wanted to say a really fun thing that happened because I realized you know, donations were coming in from this letter. And I know that last year and the year before, I started to, we just found any excuse to make a donation. So it was mostly us making donations. But and thinking like, yeah, I have to step up or I have to fill in this void. But it was a different feeling this time because my husband and I sat down and we went through a list of the people, mm-hmm. the care help. You know, these are people that we have to pay to come mm-hmm. in. And we had a okay. form for various things. But mm-hmm. for each of those people, and it took maybe 10 minutes for every person, we sat down and made a donation in honor of that person and then wrote a little,
wow.
just a small personal note to each of them. And and that felt really good. It felt really great.
Yeah.
You know, yes, we'll give them a card and we're having a little party tonight for those people who can come and things. But this was something like telling them about the project. This is what we do. And in honor of the care and kindness that you have given us, we're
wow.
doing this. Yeah.
Oh, that's such a lovely idea, and it reminds me of the gift cards and how that can be something that we all use during the holidays, you know, because this is the time of year where a lot of times people will want to recognize people like that in their lives, not just friends and family, but also, you know, people who take care of us in some way in our lives, people who provide us with a service, and that's a way to do that, to, you know, make a donation in their name. That's a lovely idea.
And then the final thing is then conditioning it said, well, you didn't hear back from any of those people. And it occurred to me because I went into my own junk mail, and because I'm pretty low tech, I'm running into trouble because I'm only using an iPhone. I'm very excited that I actually got on and you can hear me today. Through the internet. I mean, that's mammoth right there. And I went to my junk mail and went, oh my God, there was a particular practice email that went out that was in my junk mail that I would have been available.
Isn't that weird?
And I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so funny. And then all the others don't, and then just one does. I know, it's maddening. Yeah,
it is maddening. And but the good thing was, oh my goodness, if something like that, which is already in my contacts, what will people, you know, young people don't really look at emails the same as they look at maybe text or something else, and mm-hmm. maybe it's also in their trash or junk. So
exactly.
I rewrote to all of them and just said, you know, hey, if you check your junk mail, you might see something from Living Compassion because in your honor we made this. And then I heard back from everybody.
Oh, Janice, it's so funny. Wow.
Yeah. So when it happened to me, and then I thought, yeah, I didn't want to miss that. And I thought, well, maybe somebody else doesn't want to miss that. And conditioning would say, well, you can't say, hey, did you get my donation?
Exactly. Did you see the generous thing I did for you?
No. So that was just a brilliant practice, just like that.
I love it. I love it. I mean, it just so it dropped in. Oh, my gosh. Huh. Well, maybe that happened. Great. I'm going to check it out. Sure enough. Yep.
Yeah. Thanks,
so
Jen.
Good. Yeah. Thank you. And, you know, Janice, your thing reminding me of the guidance point with Sherry just opened up, which are next Saturday and Sunday. I had such a moment of feeling so moved by talk about 100% participation. You know, as we were putting that together, I mean, having a one-on-one guidance point with Sherry, that's a huge opportunity, right? And
right.
So, you know, we were looking at, you know, such a small number of people. I mean, that's going to fill up in the first 5 minutes when we open it, right? So basically Sherry's response was, well, I'll do it all day for 2 days if I need to. And I just felt like, wow. I mean, she's essentially, because you know that is going to fill up, so she's going to sit on the phone really all day Saturday and all day Sunday in support of dozens of people's practice, and all of the proceeds of that are going to go to the project. It's inspiring.
Incredible. Blows away the definition of 100%, doesn't it?
It really, truly.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
It's just exponential. Thanks, Jen.
Mm. Thank you, Janice.
And thanks, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Laura B. Hi. Oh, my gosh. This has been such an amazing call.
We're amazing people. I mean, what can we say, Laura, right? It's an amazing project. I mean, it's amazing practice.
Exactly so.
We can't help it.
Okay, I'm good. but I'll talk anyway.
Exactly.
I just wanted to talk about the bamboozle that I got caught up in. And I didn't actually discover it until this morning when I was, two bamboozles when I was meditating. And one of the first one was I have put a lot of effort and effort into contacting people. You know, I've posted a number of times on Facebook. I've sent lots of emails. I've done follow-ups. And I've actually made announcements at, I think, three different gatherings that I was at. And the response has not been
overwhelming.
The response has not been overwhelming. And so this morning, I'm sitting in meditation. I'm going, oh, it's because Americans are racist and they don't want to help people. Right? I mean, these messages are coming in, and thank God I'm sitting. So I notice them. And and then the other thing that occurred to me was, for some reason, I got talked out of sending emails to my Canadian friends and family. Because the message was, well, they won't get a tax deduction, so they want to donate, which isn't true. They've donated in the past. And
But it is true, Laura, that they can't get a tax deduction?
As far as I know, but maybe Todd or Janice would know. But then hearing Todd and Janice, I'm going, well, oh, my God, they're Canadian. I'm sure they're sending out to Canadian friends and family.
You can guess.
Yes. Anyway, but I think at one point Living Compassion was going to look into it, but I'm not sure what the status of that is. And really, it doesn't matter. Okay. Because if they want to donate, they'll donate, which has been the case in the past. So I basically was narrowing my pool of potential donors without even realizing it consciously. So that was the second bamboozle. Yeah, and the first one was, well, if these people don't donate, then I just need to be irritated with them and make all these judgments.
Exactly. That will definitely solve my problem. Right. That will make everyone feel better.
Yeah.
Run in doubt, go to judgment, right?
Yeah.
Well, and I love that place of that, because we're paying attention, and, you know, I think it was Rebecca who referred to it most directly in this call, because it's practice, because what we're doing is practicing, you see it, you know, and it bamboozles you. And when you see that it's bamboozled you, you go, oh, okay, great. Now I'm going to send it to my Canadian friends. Like, no need to have anything going about that, oh gosh, or, you know, just, oh, got it, thank you for that, I got to see that, on I go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So just briefly, I don't know if Todd or Janice does have the Reader's Digest version on that. Sounds like not. Okay. Well, Laura, if I find out anything differently, I will let you know.
Todd here.
Todd.
Yeah. To the best of my knowledge, because I have been donating to U.S. causes for a long time and getting tax receipts, I haven't been able to submit U.S. tax receipts to my Canadian income tax. I don't know Janice's experience, but so far it doesn't look like they coincide. They're not acceptable.
Got it.
Okay. Thank
yeah.
you.
And it works the other way, too. When I donate to Canadian, I can't claim it on my U.S.
You
taxes.
Can't claim it on your U.S. taxes.
Jen, this is Janice, and I think the only way Canadians can claim the U.S. one is if they have some sort of investment in the U.S. But we have some small thing that we have, and so we can use it.
Okay. Great. Okay. Got it.
Very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Rebecca, did you have another topic, or did we cover what you had?
We covered it. Thank you.
Okay, great. And I think
Scott.
I heard of Scott. Hey, Scott.
Hey, well, I was just listening to all of those things and seeing kind of what's been when working on my fundraising. And what Rebecca was talking about around being inspired and writing from that place, what I was seeing is this is such a great time of year just to stay in that inspiration constantly. So, like, I just put a picture of Africa on my computer screensaver. So it's like bringing me back there every time. I'm looking up pictures from when I was there. I'm reading the different things that are coming out. I'm on these calls listening. And I just happened to be out in the world. And I found that when I was talking with people, I was really, it was a great practice thing actually, was bringing up what's going on with the project within the conversation that we are having. And guess what? It always fit in. Because what's important in my life is like practicing together and learning about one another and seeing that the success of the individual is, or the team is dependent on the success of the individual. And so anytime anyone was talking about anything, like somebody, one of my friends was talking about a challenge with one of their kids and how hard it was to keep coming and just showing up the best that she could, even though the responses weren't necessarily what she wanted. And I was saying, I was bringing in the library thing about, you know, so they're reading to these kids, and they don't seem to be interested necessarily yet in reading on their own. And then all of a sudden, the library is the hottest place to be, and they're running to the library, you know. And so then it was like, and it's interesting because it makes it, it seemed like it made it, because a lot of times when I receive things like that, I can't see. I'm like too much in my head. It takes a long time to actually listen to what the person is saying. But if it starts to connect to their world or to your friendship, it seems like, I mean, I had added my first, I just got my page up about 5 days ago. 3 out of the first 4 people were people who have never donated before. And I project it has something to do with that I was able to have personal conversations with them just in our regular day-to-day life. In fact, one person I hadn't talked to in 3 years, and she donated $100. And I was like, wow. You know, she said, you know, for friendship, love, and everything that's important in life. Because that's really what the project represents, and that's what we were talking about.
It's that connection, isn't it? That
it
people
is.
are, I mean, yeah, it's such a, it's hard, it's even hard to really articulate it. But, you know, there are so many places people can put their resources, time, attention, money, everything, right?
Yeah.
And there are even so many good places people can put their time, money, resources, et cetera. And I think, I know for a lot of people, I mean, this was true for me before I was directly involved with things. You know, there was such a want for all good things in life, but kind of a sense of almost like a paranoia sense of like, but how do I know what the good things are, right? We don't really know. And those, it's the connections with one another that give us that really beautiful opportunity to participate in a way that we feel really good about. We feel really, I don't know, sure is the word, but there's some better word there. But I project that's what you're pointing at, that that person, you know, made that connection with you, cares about, trusts you, and by extension, this is something that you love. And so she's like, great, then I want to support that.
Yeah. And you know, so to me, that one of the best things we can do is just be practicing our heart out like we always are, because people notice that, you know, and if that's what, how you live your life and that's representative of this program in Africa, then, well, I want to support that. And then the other
thing, it's really true.
I mean, it's true from my experience, too. And I also wanted to say that tip about asking people about what they're supporting was huge, too. I mean, I ended up donating a lot of money to other causes because they were so fun. Like, and then it was like, oh, that's so cool. I didn't even know you were doing that. Oh, yeah, I've been doing that for years.
What? You never know. You would have never known, right? And don't you wonder? It is so, two things actually are striking to me. It's so helpful to see what we take for granted and what we assume and all of that. One is that people would be involved in something, like really involved, and never tell you about it. that's always so surprising to me. And how many people aren't involved in anything? And I, you know, not bad people, not selfish people, they're just not. And my heart goes out because I just know, I know that process of how that happens.
Yeah.
You know? So,
well, and I saw in the donating, I felt so supported because there is this place where I'm like, why do I have so many resources? I wish I would like to do something with them. I don't want to be in a place of, but what if, and I need to hold on to these because of, and in that process, I just saw how good it felt. You know, the bumper sticker came up on the more you give, the more you get, you know, just felt, had that experience. Yeah. And then just lastly, on that point of the follow-ups, I did some auditing after the campaign last year with people who did donate, and I just asked them, like, you know, what worked or what inspired them or whatever. And a lot of people actually said, I did three follow-ups and how helpful that was, because there's just so much going on. It's kind of during the holiday season, and I was just out in the world, and there is a lot going on in terms of competition for the attention. And they, and also they said, because each time, kind of like what Rebecca was saying, there was this inspiring story, they were actually learning more and more about the program from the follow-ups, kind of in bite-sized pieces. And so then by the time I got to the third one, they're like, okay, you know, all right, you know, kind of the time's running out and, you know, you've heard these things, they were ready to go. But they said without the follow-ups, it probably would have just gone under, got under the pile, not because they didn't care, but it would just would have gotten buried.
And so, Scott, it sounds like when you did those three follow-ups, that what you did is kind of what the approach Rebecca was talking about. Like, you just found something else and said, oh, here's this other fun thing, or here's this thing that just happened. Or
And there was always something, you know. And, you know, just even the, we're getting closer and, all, you know, we're doing this together. And people, I mean, it's a protection, I know, but people love to get on the team and they want to be a part. They just, as you were saying, need the opportunity to do it in a place they feel good and supported in.
You know, I'm just, as you're talking, I'm just looking at the kind of where, what's going on in the project, what's current, what's relevant. And, you know, the huge thing, of course, is that their school year ends in December. So they've all just finished. And, I mean, I can't even, it would take me the rest of, the day, actually, to go through all of what that means. But, you know, so that means there are some girls who have just sat for their grade 12 exams, some girls who have just sat for their grade 7 exams, some for grade 9. Those are the big milestone years in Zambian education, 7, 9, and 12. And then there are those little tiny first graders who are now going to second grade. And there are all these girls, like, I just got goosebumps because I haven't even had a chance to really even think about it since I just found it out from Teresa, which is that there are a number of girls in that pilot program, the fifth grade girls, who were put into that pilot English program years ago with Sister Phil when they were tiny babies. And anyway, fast forward now, this year they were put in a private school in grade 5. And there are two of the five of them that their teachers are like, we're actually going to recommend they skip a grade because they're so phenomenal. And these are kids who, they're coming from Cantalomba, which is as poor as it gets. I mean, as poor as it gets, right? I mean, Zambia is one of the poorest African nations. Africa struggles. I mean, you know, so there, it's way down there, right? So you take these kids and you put them in the school, and their parents are thinking, like, I mean, oh, this is fabulous for my daughter, but they're also back there cringing. Like, what's going to happen to these girls, right? Because they're going to school with essentially, quote, rich kids, right? I mean, they wouldn't be rich by American standards, but by Cantalumba standards, definitely. Like, you know, they've got plenty to eat, and they've got, you know, plenty of good clothes and all that stuff. And here are their kids, right, who are going to join this school, and it's like, oh, God, they're going to be the country bumpkins who are going to be totally made fun of, and they're going to be the bottom of the pack. And it's been absolutely the opposite. Every single one of them is at the top of their class. So, I mean, that's...
There it is.
There's a story.
There's the next story.
don't get Jen started, right? Because it can just go on and on.
Well, and getting to know people like that, too, is just is amazing. You know, tracking people. You know, I could talk about the girls who are in nursing school and how they're, you know, a little bit about how they're doing now. They're in their second year. And people are like, oh, and they don't necessarily remember the names, but they remember the girls in nursing school. And that's why this program's worked, is the relationships.
Yeah.
Having that be a priority. And I think with the fundraising, it's going to be the same thing.
And get this, Scott, the first two, Miriam and Sylvia, are halfway through nursing school now. They're halfway through.
I think I'm going to write that line. Get this, Miriam and Sylvia are halfway through.
And Doreen, who was the first, Doreen is Veronica's daughter. So Doreen's a grown-up. I don't even know. She's in her mid-20s, I think. But she was the first person to receive. Yeah, you met her, of course.
I met her.
She was the first person to receive a scholarship fund. And so she is actually, I should say, an education loan. So she has been in teacher training. She just graduated. She just finished.
Oh, my God.
So she is the first person to finish a scholarship loan. So what happens now is that she's going to get a job, and within a year, she's going to start paying back that loan, and that loan will become the Doreen tuition fund that will be awarded to the next first grade girl and will pay for her education until she gets through grade 12, where she then goes on to college and gets a loan, and then she'll pay back the loan, and then the next scholarship will be in her name, and so on.
Boy, I mean, that just opens the heart, Jen, doesn't it? I mean, I want to go, where are those baseball cards that I know are down there somewhere that I can sell? You know,
exactly.
I mean, oh, my gosh, don't we all just want to live in that? I mean, how is that possible? I was, like, looking at, it wasn't that long ago where people didn't have enough to eat.
Right.
And now we have people in, you know, college programs and giving back, and now we have scholarships from people from the program in their name. Like, how is that, you know?
I know.
But you want to be a part of it.
You do, exactly. You want to be a part of it. So true.
Mm. Thanks, Jen.
Well, thank you for turning on that faucet, Scott.
You bet.
That was fun. Who else?
This is Laura N.
Hey, Laura.
Hello. Yes, I'm glad the faucet got turned on, too. That was very inspiring.
Oh, so fun. I mean, it's kind of endless, really, though.
I feel like this call has been really helpful because where I have been at is I've sort of been in the place of trying to practice with trusting that I think what I've come against is sort of the, like, I don't want to, within the other side of the duality is urgency and, oh, God, you better hurry up and figure this out and, you know, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And neither of them is very fun, is it?
No. This last week I've been noticing, like it'll drop in and there's just this like horrible like stab in my chest of like, oh God, like I haven't done it. And, you know,
I do know.
But I was noticing cause it's like an open air this week a little bit about, I'm starting a new job on Monday. And it was actually the exact same process I was having with my work of like, I'd be like thinking about stuff I need to do. I'd be like, oh God. It's like, all right, this is a process. So this is
yeah. Oh, okay. Got it. This is a process that happens.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's like, I feel like it's normally not quite that extreme with work content, you know, as it sort of,
yeah,
not as much resistance or what emotion has comes up with, around sort of the fundraising content, but it was like, because it happened to be this week, it was like, okay, let's see if this is the same thing.
Yeah, sounds like that was helpful.
Just looking
to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but then just listening to the call, you know, I was sort of having that same thing of like, oh God, I'm behind, and like, how am I going to find the time to do this? And but then it was just sort of, I think just so helpful to show up and hear people talking, and and then I was just hearing, was thinking like, well, I could just do it today. I could just set up my page today.
Yeah, and you know what, Laura? I love that, because it's something Janice said when she was speaking, reminded me of my experience. So what happened to me on the, let's see, I think it was Friday evening, and I, you know, I'm not on computers all the time, so there are these sort of spans of time where I, you know, I'm going to attend to things and get those things done. It was Friday afternoon. Giving Tuesday was coming up, and I had very much the similar process I project that you're talking about, of like just this conditioning coming in with like, wow, you have a really limited time and you better make it good. And you better do it fast, because this is a big opportunity and you're going to blow it, you know, the whole thing. And what I just saw was that is not what we are doing here. And by absolute grace, what dropped in was, I think I'll do what's possible to do, and that will be perfect. And I couldn't believe the level of stress that suddenly lifted, where it just felt like an invitation to do what was possible and in front of me to do in the time that I had, and that's what I did, and I moved on. Which doesn't mean that in a next day, at another time, you know, hearing, you know, everyone talking today gives me other ideas, something else will drop in, and then I'll do that thing. But like, so today it drops in, I could make my page. Great. I'm going to make my page with no conversation about like, okay, and then I need to that, and then I need to that, and that's going to lead to that. And that, no, I'm just going to do whatever drops in. I'm going to do that and move on. And then whatever happens, you know, just that faith that it will unfold as it unfolds, and whatever my participation ends up being at the end of the campaign was my 100% this year.
Yeah. You know, it's funny as you're talking about that, it's because I feel like that's the exact process I've been looking at with my work stuff, this, you know, because the sort of the standard was, here are the standards, which of course is ever changing, you know, of what you need to do in order to be okay and, you know, take care of your coworkers and all this stuff. And, you know, and just the incredible amount of stress. And then that place of like, which is then paralyzing, I can't, you know, but versus that place of like, I'm going to do what I can do in the time I have, you know.
And that's going to be perfect, right? Because for me, I just see the arrogance of, you know, ego is going to tell me what, oh, it could be so good. Well, it could be so good, and meanwhile, I'm on the floor, like, not able to, you know, that's not so good.
Well, I think just that place, too, of, like, I kind of want to make a recording about that, but at the end of this, whatever I've done, that's my 100%, you know, because I do have some kind of, you know, I've got stuff going on, and I've got, you know, it's like, I may not have a ton of time, and that's okay.
Exactly.
And
that we trust that each of us is going through, it's for each of us, like Todd was saying, Sangha is supporting each of us in wherever we are right now, in wherever we need to be.
Yeah.
You know, really.
I feel like
go ahead. You feel like
That it really helps me to to realize that, like you said earlier on the call, like, this is not us, like, this is all of us, you know, like, I don't need to raise $110,000. I just
exactly.
have to put my spoonful in. That's it, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what my contribution is. My contribution might be have nothing to do with the monetary value of what we raise as a Sangha. Do you know? I mean, that I think is the big place. I was just talking the other day with someone about that. That place of, if there truly is no separation, then everything that happens is happening through all of us. And it does take all of us, but we, as far as I can tell, we don't know what that contribution is. In other words, you know, ego would say, well, okay, so that means you need to raise blah, blah, or you need to, or you need to, I don't know what my participation is. All I know is that I want to be here so that whatever that participation is through, in this case, Laura, in my case, Jen, that can happen, that there's the space for that to happen.
Yeah, and I love that place of, like, it's all this, the conditioning would, like, when I hear inspiring stories from others about how they're participating, to be, like, it to be comparison, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Versus, like, because it's all of us, you know, and just to be,
And that, to me, what one of the things that has been so helpful to me in my practice is to realize, and that conversation is there to block my participation. Because what we don't know, you know, and I'm sure, you know, again, we could take the rest of the day hearing from people about it, but when someone has, I mean, I could just take myself, you know, I talk about, like, oh, and such, and this happens, and my mom says da-da, that is built on, so talk about the giant bamboo, you know, that image of you water it. So you can't, you know, it's that old, I think it's an AA thing. You can't judge your insides by someone else's outsides because you don't know what it's taken to get there. And so to not allow ourselves the process to be where we are and to be, to allow that giant bamboo seed to be wherever it is in its growth, you know, it's, the potential is enormous, but you can't pull it up out of the ground after 2 years. It's just not going to work. You're going to kill it. It has to do its own thing, and we're, as far as I can tell, we're not in charge of that.
I'm grateful to be doing this with everyone.
Me too. And maybe a recording about that, you know. I mean, you're on the call, you know. There's not 500 of us on this call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laura. Got about 5 minutes if there's anyone else who wanted to jump in.
This is Christine Joyce.
Hey, Christine.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Gosh, I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted because I started driving to work, but I'm just going to go over right here for just a minute. So,
sure.
Yeah, I feel so inspired, of course, you know, on every call. It's really great. Let's see. There's so much that it's hard to verbalize.
I know, exactly. Because everything everyone says is,
And so I'm really thankful that Rebecca and others verbalized how we get into that place of just loving the project or anything, really. Because I was thinking about when I raised money by bicycling, and and I think it really assisted the people contributing. Because I was in love with two things. I mean, I was the bicycling. I was so excited about that, and this Africa project. I mean, it's so awesome. I think that really that really assisted people to notice, like, wow, you know, she's really into it.
She's really doing that.
Yeah, she's really excited about this. And just to say also, even when I am lit up and so, you know, the projects is so amazing, the Africa Project, I just love it. People don't respond. And it really does help to go back and update people. So I found that to be really helpful for me, too. I updated about the bicycling, or I updated about the project. And eventually people would donate. So you did the same thing.
You used that kind of, like Scott was talking about, like that following up and updating people. Oh, here's this other thing that's happened, and here's another tidbit.
Because it's true. I mean, from my experience, emails do get lost, or I see an email and I'm like, oh, I really want to read that one. That'll be good. And then, of course, I get up and go do the laundry or something ridiculous like that.
So I
know how it is. And so, yeah, people need a little more assistance. Reminders. So. I was just going to say one. I know we're at the time, but I just wanted to say that through Facebook, I posted on Facebook, and then I noticed on Facebook that I don't completely understand what this is, but it sounded like Facebook or something was going to match the contributions that I raised around Tuesday. Did you know about that?
Someone told me, I'm probably know even less about it than you, but someone did mention it to me that, yeah, there's, and I made them sort of, again, parked it in awareness to look into it for next year, because I think it was just on Giving Tuesday, but it sounded like if you use maybe Facebook Live or something to do a donation thing, and you ask people for donations, that Facebook would match them. Was that what you're understanding too?
I think so, and I did that.
Very cool.
And a few people donated, and I donated, and it was exciting. And I don't know what happened after that. So I guess I'm wondering if Living Compassion got some money from somebody
from Facebook.
I
don't know actually. I'm not sure where it would come from. I'm not even sure where to look, Christine, to be honest.
Me either.
We'll look into it.
Yeah, and then I would look into it. And
okay, great.
Yeah, because I want that money to be doubled if possible and then sent.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, thank you for doing that, Christine, because truly then, you know, we can kind of help lead the charge in terms of weaving that into next year. That was one of the other things that passed through, and I forgot about it when I was talking to Laura, but that, I mean, I just love that we do this every year. So as we were leading up to Giving Tuesday, and I was feeling that pressure, like, oh, big chance, you know, there's that sense of like, well, it is what it is this year, and then I know that much more for next year, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, like the Facebook thing was one of them. I mean, I'm not on Facebook, but I know plenty of people, you know, the people who I'm sending to, most of them are on Facebook. But it didn't get to them in enough time for them to leverage that. But now I know for next year. So that could be built in, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, every year it can get deeper and deeper.
Yeah. Yep. Yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, Christine.
Thanks, everybody.
And thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, everyone. Yeah, it's always so inspiring. So, yeah, the Guidance Day with Sherry, the Guidance Days with Sherry are open for registration on the site. I'm projecting that's going to go quickly. So if you want a guidance appointment with Sherry, hop on and sign up for that. And then our next support call will be Wednesday the 18th, and as usual, the email that goes out on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, will remind us about that. So thanks so much, everyone. Go happy.
Thank you.